A tweet upends Twitter. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It was posted by Elon Musk, who's buying the social media site, and it has sent Twitter stock down about 10%. Musk wrote early this morning that deal is on temporary hold while he investigates the number of fake bot accounts. An hour later, he tweeted he is still committed to buying it.
There are a couple of things the billionaire could be managing. He's raising equity, and investors are likely to have a lot of questions about these key metrics, prompting Musk to dig in further. I do want to point out that with the price plummeting, it's clear he holds the power. If the deal falls through, Twitter may not recover, so it's possible Elon could use this to renegotiate a lower price.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady. While Twitter stock falls, there's an overall market rebound. The Dow's up 300 points. Moms and dads are out searching stores again today looking for baby formula. Some are limiting what they can buy as doctors urge them not to water formula down to stretch their supply. Gerber and Rickett trying to make more after Abbott shut down production.
The recall by formula maker Abbott wiped out many brands covered by WIC, a government program for women, infants, and children. And the Biden administration is working with states to make it easier for WIC recipients to choose different sizes of formula that their benefits don't cover.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A war crimes trial started today in Ukraine, the first one since the invasion. A Russian soldier accused of murdering a civilian. The federal judge who put a temporary hold on President Biden ending a Trump border policy in 10 days has another hearing today on it. Title 42 blocks some migrants from coming here because of COVID. More than 20 states are suing the administration. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt tells Fox Business ending it will prompt another border surge.
This would be an absolute tsunami of illegal immigration. The Biden administration doesn't care. In fact, they're encouraging it.
Drama. After a high school graduation ceremony last night in Hot Springs, Arkansas, a fight broke out outside the convention center. Then shots were fired. Multiple people were injured. No students or graduates were involved, though. No arrests announced. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again on Wall Street, a rebound from all the big selling lately. The Dow is up 367 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 350, and the S&P 500 is adding 75 points. The price of oil has been up this morning about $3, over 109 bucks a barrel, which will not help lower the price at the pump. Gas is up another penny today. AAA's national average for regular at $4.43 per gallon, a record high for a fourth day in a row. Diesel also at a new all-time high at $5.56. President Biden gets a royal visit this hour at the White House. Jordan's King Abdullah will go there for talks. And then later today, the president meets with many city leaders from across the country.
President Biden is meeting with police chiefs and mayors from Tampa, Toledo, Houston, Baton Rouge, and Detroit, among others. A White House official told the Associated Press the plan is for the president to ask more states and cities to allocate unspent COVID relief money on law enforcement. In the nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan package, $350 billion went to local governments, and some of that was allowed to go to law enforcement departments. In fact, the president had urged some of that money to go to police in cities with higher crime rates last June. The president has rejected the notion of defunding police, something more progressive Democrats had called for after the murder of George Floyd. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat have moved into the Final Four, advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals, eliminating the Philadelphia 76ers 99-90. Dallas stays alive.
Ayton on the switch, picks up Doncic, and got hooked. Deep fry.
The Mavericks forced a Game 7 with the Suns, beating Phoenix 113-86 on ESPN. In hockey's playoffs, two-time defending NHL champion Lightning Also, stay alive. Tampa Bay forced a Game 7 with Toronto with an overtime win. Boston and Edmonton forced Game 7s in their series. St. Louis eliminated Minnesota. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.